Irish food prices are the second most expensive in the Eurozone, according to a recent study compiled by the Central Statistics Office. Its figures show that food prices in 2024 were 12% higher in Ireland compared to our European counterparts. Are people feeling the pinch, and is it affecting how they're going to shop? Our reporter Florence Okoje has been asking shoppers in Stillorgan and Sandymount.
They have gone very, very high. I get annoyed every Friday when I do the big shop. My shopping bill would be gone up by about 60, 70 euros a week, nearly, you know. And it's a lot. Now, for example, there was a packet of mince I used to get for 4 euros. That would do 2. And I might get a lunch out of it the next day. And now it's gone up to 6 euros. But it's also the weight has been reduced from 500 grams to 430. Now, I thought that was sneaky. I'm getting very disillusioned and I'm getting very angry.
Yeah, I've noticed our shopping bills every week, they're much higher than they used to be. So it's less money at the end of the week for us. I'd be more inclined now to download the apps and you're kind of looking for deals, you chop around, whereas before you just go and you just do your shopping.
Everything has gone up. A pound of butter now is nearly 5 euros. Imagine. Nobody would ever think that, you know what I mean? Milk has gone up. Do you know what I mean? Tea, everything. The basics that you go for is really, really expensive. I mean, your food shop every week is nearly 50 euros dearer than any other week that you'd go. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. We are very expensive.
I would really be someone who'd shop at a weekend with the family and wouldn't have taken much notice of prices probably up to about a year ago. But certainly in the last number of months, and also it's become a conversation point, like people we're talking to or I'm talking to making the same points rather than talking about sport or the weather. It does seem to be a factor, and you hear it everywhere you go.
And that was our reporter Florence Okoje in South Dublin.